Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. Today's guest is Portia Mathis, and we will be getting to her shortly, but first it's important to thank our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these important interviews. Now it is time for Portia Mathis to tell us all about her company, Barbella Co. Welcome, Portia.
Thank you for having me. Hey guys, I just want to tell you about Barbella Co. Barbella Co. is a nail product company based in Atlanta, Georgia. And Barbella Co. was created due to lack of diversity in the nail care industry.
So now, what inspired you to start the business?
Well, I've always been an advocate for creativity, and I've always had a passion for nails, even back in high school. I think that it's always been awesome that you can create something on a small canvas, and it's always been intriguing. So I decided to attend nail school and become a certified licensed nail technician. And then at that point, I realized that there is a lack of representation of women of color in the nail care industry.
So then you developed your own line of nail care products?
And it consists of acrylic powders and gel polishes, and it can be used in a salon with professionals, or it can be used at home for a novice beginner.
So now, when you first started the business, how were you selling them?
When I first started the business, I was basically sampling them to my clients, or either I would go door to door to nail salons to see, so the salon owners can test the product, and if they like the product, we develop a wholesale program. But now, due to COVID, a lot of that is strictly online. So a lot of my sales are strictly online.
So was that a difficult transition for you to go now mainly online?
The transition wasn't so difficult because we already had that online presence. It was just more so about redefining our marketing strategy to make sure that we were reaching our potential customers even online.
So now how do you reach out to them now? Are you using paid advertising, or you have a good network or community that you work through?
Well, it's a combination of both. So we run Google ads, we run ads on Instagram and Facebook, but we also use word of mouth. Like I said, for those clients that have used the product, we use reviews, and we have different referral programs where when customers refer a certain amount of customers or clients to our particular page and use our products, they get a certain dollar discount off for those referrals.
Now that you've been going through this pandemic for a little bit, have there been anything that you've learned from doing this that you might be able to use after the pandemic's over?
Yes, that's a great question. One thing I can say I learned is always plan for the unexpected and the worst, but be okay if that doesn't, your plan doesn't go accordingly. Change is good, and then sometimes change can benefit your business and help you reshape and redefine your different strategy that you didn't know that you needed to do prior to an unexpected event.
Now, how have you kind of worked with your community in terms of other female and minority entrepreneurs? Are there organizations you're part of, or have you found your own folks?
Yes, so we're a part of a platform called Eureka, and it's a business platform that connects and unites other small business owners. And they also, their target is underrepresented small businesses. So this helps Barbella Co. because we're able to reach out to those potential, say, for instance, marketing strategists that have another small business. And then that way we can collaborate and continue our business journey together.
So how'd you find out about Eureka?
I found out by Eureka. I'm all in different type of forums on Facebook and Instagram. And actually, Eureka, Melissa, is one of the founders. She was a part of this other program funded Shea Moisture. And she sent invites into the group. And then once the platform started, we sorry. Once the platform started, we got on the platform and we actually loved what they had to offer. They were offering different types of resources to small business owners. So if you needed help with marketing, if you needed help with different ads, if you just needed a strategy or business plan help, they had coaches and mentors that from different industries with different levels of expertise that were able to lend that help. So it has been a great platform for me thus far.
Now, was it difficult to navigate or was it pretty intuitive?
The platform is pretty intuitive. They have how-to videos. Once you get admitted into the group, you have your own personal Google Drive. Like I said, the coaches are really accessible. They have open or virtual office hours where you can ask different questions and to suit your needs for your particular business. So it's been definitely user-friendly, and I love that because a lot of platforms is some different nuances in regards to just navigating the information that you need.
Now, do you have any advice for the folks out there that are maybe have an idea in the back of their head but are a little nervous about taking the plunge into being an entrepreneur? Any kind of lessons you learned that you can share?
I would say a lot of our greatest accomplishments happen when we are scared. I would say, you know, if you can move past that fear, go ahead and start and get that idea out of your head, because you can have the greatest idea in your head, but if no one else knows about it, then what's the beauty of not sharing that idea? So I would say get started. There's beauty in the process. There's beauty in the journey in regards to learning different things on the journey. And the journey actually makes you a more polished business owner, and it also helps your business.
Now, when you were just starting out, did you have any clues like, hey, this thing's going to work? Were there some things early on that gave you encouragement?
What happened, like I said, I'm a part of a lot of different nail communities and nail forums. And by being a part of those nail forums and groups, I have like ground level view of what's going on from a consumer standpoint, because the main target or my target audience, I am a part of that demographic. I was looking for, you know, nail products or whether it's manufacturers or nail supplies that's owned by people of color, and it was limited. And because that was limited and because I was able to see a lot of this feedback, I noticed that it was a problem in the community. And I, like I said, by creating Barbellico, is helping to bring diversity to the nail care industry and also that representation that we lack.
Now, you mentioned earlier that you're an Atlanta-based business. Do you see that as an advantage as you grow your business?
Yes. Atlanta, they're the soft spot in Atlanta. I'm born and raised in Atlanta, and I love what the city has to offer in regards to the business resources and the different types of talents and expertise that you will find here. If it's anything that I personally need or need for my business, I can scour the internet, or even once before COVID, I could, you know, get out in social groups and interact with different people to help with different resources. I think another perk about being in Atlanta is, like I said, it's a great community with full of different resources, but we're also the close proximity to the busiest airport in the world. So whenever I need to necessarily travel to different trade shows, I'm able to access that airport and get to the next city for trade shows. So that's definitely exciting.
Now, is there a story about the name Barbellico?
Barbellico is just simply a play on words that means beauty bar. I didn't want to go with a traditional beauty bar, so I wanted something to not necessarily roll off the tongue, but something to captivate the minds and make the consumers think, hey, what does Barbella mean? So it's just simply a play on words for a beauty bar.
Now, what do you need more of right now as you grow your business?
Right now, I need more of customer awareness. Due to COVID, like I said, we're the core of our mission is making the nail experience an innovative and sociable one. So we have, like I said, redefined that sociable aspect from being in person to online. So we need more brand awareness, more people using our products, more people being excited about our products.
Now, if somebody wanted to learn more, maybe see your products in action, is there the website, or you're on, I'm sure, Instagram, Facebook, all those places, but can you share some of the coordinates people can find you at?
Yes, so we can be found online via our website at www.barbellaco.com, and that's spelled BARBELLACO.com. And we can be found on Instagram at Barbella_Co and on Facebook at Barbella Co.
Good stuff, Portia. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, we could not be doing this work without our sponsor, OnPay. So please support them so we can continue to share these stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. We'll be right back.